Amen. Good to be here. Good to be saved.
Amen.
You know, I can't even imagine, can't begin to imagine how much work it takes to put on a meeting like this. If you look around this place, it's like one of them ant colonies out there. They're going 100 different directions. And, man, it's just a real blessing. It really is. And if you're a member of Bible Believers Baptist Church of Jacksonville, can you raise your hand?
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. I just want to thank you. I stand here today because of you all. I know I have a wonderful family, a wonderful wife who's supported me to the ends of the earth in Tawas, but I wouldn't be here without you all. So everything that you've done to allow your preacher to be a blessing to other preachers, I just want to say thank you. I can't make everybody an axe, but I can say thank you. And if I could, this message is for you. I honestly, and I'm not trying to be a spiritual or humble, I'm serious, I don't feel that I have anything to add to the meeting. But this is for you. If you take your Bible, go to Genesis chapter 18. I'd like to read just a few verses of Scripture and maybe just make some thoughts. And I'd like to pass the baton on to Brother Knowles here in a few minutes, if that can happen, and get this thing over with. I don't want to go, though. I really don't. But we're going to have to. Genesis chapter 18, if you look with me, begin reading in verse 1. The Bible says, "And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I'll fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on. For therefore are you come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, Make ready quick the three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran into the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it unto a young man. And he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree. And they did eat." I'd like to ask my friend, Brother Yoakum, Senior, if he'd ask help in the message tonight.
Amen.
Thank you. Like I said, I want this message to be for the people, and I'm not saying that anybody else here can't get anything from it. But this is for you. It really is. And I was thinking, trying to figure out what my part might be. Whatever it is, a nail, like Brother Pilkington said, or a rafter or something, just to maybe shore something up. And this thought continued to hit me, and it hit me all week, all weekend rather, whatever. And this thought emanated, thanks for giving up your tree. So thank you for giving up your tree. And as I look through here, as I pull in, this is now our fourth year here coming to the Jubilee, and it has literally changed my life. I stand before you several pounds lighter because of you. I stand before you with a different study habit because of you. And I want to say that because many times, and the list goes on, and my wife could add many things that she'd probably like to see worked on, but anyways, I'm saying it's because of what you've done. And I'm a preacher and I need help, and I got help this week. And what I see this whole thing is a process from start to finish. And what many times I don't like is the process. I mean, there's the wine press. And there's a place of extreme pressure. And if you notice between chapter 18 and chapter 19, there's two special meetings going on. One's a really good one, and one's a not so good one. And I noticed that all the pressure is in the next chapter. That's in Lot's meeting. But this is for you this morning. I'll say thank you for giving up your tree. As I pulled in the parking lot here tonight, and I look at those majestic oaks out in the driveway there, we pull underneath that tree, and even when it was raining the other day, I just saw how much help it gave holding off the rain. It might not be a big deal, but I don't want to get wet. I mean, if I'm going to get wet, I want to get all the way wet. The worst thing I hate in the world is just a little bit wet. That's irritating. Kind of like the first sweat of the morning. It's like everything's screaming at you. But just get with it and get over it and just sweat like a hog or something, then I'm all right the rest of the day. Stink all the rest, but that little bit of irritation and that tree out there, that tree canopies just provide a tremendous comfort, as you all have many years now. Can I just say a couple things here tonight? That when you give up your tree, you can help others get some relief. And what you say, well, what in the world is a tree? I mean, you're talking about a crepe myrtle? You're talking about river birch? A live oak? No. I don't know what your tree is. Your tree is what God's allowed you to do. You make whatever you want. But when you give up your tree, you know what? You help other people find relief. I brought my family down here again this year. Found some relief. Thanks. If you look at verse 1, why I think that is so salient is because the Lord appears to Abraham in the plains of Mamre, it says, and sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. Guess when the Lord shows up? In the heat of the day. To me, when I look around me, it's hot out there. I'm not talking about climate. And what I just witnessed the last few days was the Lord showing up in the heat of the day. Everything falling apart. You heard it preached all week long so far. Different agendas, different plans. You're out here, you're out there. And then we all pack in here like a bunch of sardines in the heat of the day and the Lord shows up. Why? Someone had to give up their tree. Not only that, but if you look in verse 2, the Bible says, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. When he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. You know, when you're willing to give up your tree, as you have, what you do is you enable worship. You've enabled people to worship God this week by what? Giving up your tree. A tree is a comfortable place. Out there in the plains of Mamre, I don't know what kind of oak is out there. I mean, the rabbis say one thing, or this brand, or cypress oak, or whatever, the fire oak. I don't know what it is. I'm not there. But it was a big one, I imagine. Probably like this big old majestic beauty out here. Thing stretches all the way about 20 yards that way and 20 yards this way. The tree canopy is incredible. Boys and I harvest quite a bit of wood, but we did a couple jobs in a big, large forest, and it was just in the middle of summer, hot as all hot can get. But when you get that nice tree canopy, it pushes that cool temperature down. And hasn't it been cool in here? Because a bunch of people from Jacksonville, Florida, was willing to give up their tree. Got some relief. When you give up the tree, you enable worship to take place. How about here, number 3? Bible says, and said, my Lord, now I found favor in thy sight, pass not away. You know, that's completely different from the next chapter, the other meeting. Lot's like, here, this is what I want you to do. I want you to come in here, I want you to clean up, and then be gone by the morning. But notice Abraham, he's willing to give up his tree. Once he got a hold of that fellowship, he didn't want it to go. I don't want to leave. I mean, we will, don't worry, but I don't want to leave. Why? Pass not away. Because a bunch of people were willing to give up the tree. It's not too deep this evening, but I just want to say thank you. I couldn't be here without what you've done. If you look here in verse 4, the Bible says, let a little water, I pray you, be fetched and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. When you're willing to give up your tree, what you can do is you help others get cleaned up and get some rest. I mean, it was on from day one. The Lord trying to get me cleaned up. You know, clean up here. Clean up. You couldn't listen to Brother Pilkington's message and figure whether or not you were in the pit or in the prison, wondering if some of the trouble that you have is your own sink and fall. It's the Lord trying to shine the light, trying to get you to clean up, trying to get me to clean up. When you're willing to give up your tree, and you know, you don't have to give up your tree. You can stay under your tree. It's yours. The Lord gave it to you. But I'm sure glad you did. When you're willing to give up your tree, you help others clean up, and just simply, you just help some others get some rest. You say, how in the world could you get rest down here? I sure don't know, but I got a little bit. Amen? Amen. I got some rest. And if y'all here weren't willing to give up your tree, then we couldn't get the rest that we need. I know this is a preacher that, I guess if you want to look in type, every week, you know, we only work 2 days a week. So. Great job. But we give up our tree, whatever. But we come down here and it's the other way around. You all give up your tree. And I'm just trying to say tonight that what you're doing, the Lord remembers. And you've given up much for what you do, but the Lord will never forget what you've given up. And I want to encourage you to keep giving up the tree. I'm not talking about, I'm not preaching the antithesis of what Brother Noel's preached. He's talking about guarding the pea patch. Man, I wanted to go out here and, I don't know, you know, make a patrol. You ain't getting in my pea patch. But when you're willing to give up your tree, you help others get cleaned up and get some rest. Can I just show you just a couple more things, just simple. I'm very grateful tonight for what the Lord has allowed you to do. And you say, well, all I do is, yeah, exactly. Well, all I do is, thank you. I know it sounds like nothing, but I'm really thankful for what you've done. It's made a difference in my life. There's 35 to 40 people in Ottawa City, Michigan that depend on me. It depends on my family. And it's because you are willing to give up your tree that we can go on for Him. Now you multiply that. Don't you hate it when they say do the math? Do the math. You multiply that by how many preachers and preachers' family, and y'all giving up your tree is helping people all over.
Amen.
You say, well, you're just trying to create a warm and fuzzy feeling. Yeah! Why not? Look at verse 4. He says, let a little water, I pray you, be fetched and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. I've often thought about Abraham's tree. I don't know if he had, maybe he carved his initials, his and Sarah's initials in that thing. You know, A&S, big heart on it there. But that was his tree. I really believe this was a special place for Abraham. And what he does is he takes the place that he really likes, he really enjoys, the place that has provided him comfort, and he says, you go ahead and you come under my tree and you rest. Come ahead, we'll help you clean up under the tree. If you look here in verse 5, the Bible says, and I'll fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. You know what we got this week? Man, we got fed all week long. I don't know about you, but I got comforted. After a few good kicks, amen, I'm comforted. But I got fed. I'm still getting fed. You say, why? Someone was willing to give up their tree. Now, I don't know, some Christians, they're kind of cockeyed, man. They're like, it's my tree, and stay away from my tree. Stay out of my tree. Matter of fact, if you come by my tree, I'm going to cut my own tree down. I'm like, really? Okay, that don't make any sense. But so Christians always cutting their own tree down. Now they can't comfort anybody. Now they can't help anybody clean up. Now they can't feed anybody. Now they can't give anyone anything to drink. Why? They cut down what they had. I don't understand that. But that's not y'all. When you're willing to give up your tree, you help others get a meal and find some comfort. I'm sure thankful some people were willing to give up the tree. You don't want to, you give up the tree, I see here in the text here, it costs you something. It has cost everyone from this church something to put this meeting on. And whatever your part was, the Lord won't forget it. And whatever your part was is attributed to me being able to go on for Jesus Christ. And you could stay under your tree and no one would have said a word. That's the whole thing about the virus and all that thing going on. It really is the perfect storm. And I hate to say that, but you can stay home. Ain't nobody going to question you for staying home. So now it's like, okay, what do you need to do? What do you think the Lord wants you to do? Well, then do it. But you, it's going to cost you something, and it has cost you something. You know what it cost Abraham? Well, it cost him some relief because he's now offering the relief to somebody else. It cost him some comfort because in the text, two different places, you find him running here and running there, kind of like the last 5 days. Someone's running here, someone's running there. I mean, you have no idea the integral working parts of this thing. It's amazing. It really is. To put something on this scale on, I mean, that's way out of my pay grade. It cost him quite a bit. Cost him quite a bit. Cost him comfort. It cost him water. Cost him food. Cost him rest. Cost him time with your family. You say, how so? Oh, you see there in verse 9, as soon as Abraham's running around, the Lord starts kind of chewing out his wife a little bit. Any of y'all wives got chewed out this week by the Lord? Y'all ain't going to say nothing, are you? No, you're not. And then later on, in the chapter, Abraham, he gets to going back and forth with the Lord, probably like some of y'all. Right? Back and forth. Lord, was that message for me? No, that Lord, that, why was he yelling? Are you yelling at me, Lord? Am I the only idiot that does that when preaching goes on? I'm like, Lord, that was for me, wasn't it? And it probably wasn't. Be like, sure, yeah, you need it. But you're willing to give up the tree. When you give up your tree, it's going to cost you, no doubt about it. Can I have you look at verse 8? The Bible says, and he took butter and milk and the calf. And here's where I puzzle. Because that's not what he said he was going to get to eat. He said he was going to get some bread and water. I don't know what I think half the time, but I think maybe changed his mind in the middle somewhere. He says, let me get you a morsel of bread. And he ends up giving him a steak dinner. That's a blessing. I believe I've got the steak dinner this week. I mean, with unlimited returns to the buffet line. I mean, we're so disappointed we came here, we saw the golden trough shut down. But you've had the corral here the whole time. You know why? Because you gave up your tree. You could have stayed under it. You could have kept it. You could have cut the thing down for all that matters. But you stayed after it. And you helped a bunch of people out. You helped me out. Verse 8 says, the calf which he had dressed and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And this really got my attention because the picture in my mind, I don't know if I'm looking at it right, but I see it's Abraham's tree, and that's his place. That's his tree. That's his place of comfort. That's his place of relief. That's where he goes to get cleaned up. Amen? That's where he goes to get fed, and he's gotten out of the way so someone else can benefit from it. And if I'm seeing this correctly, I look at that picture and he's done all the work. He's done all the labor. He's flipped the bill. And now he's standing by them under his tree. And he's just standing there. I said, Lord, that's exactly what the people of this church did. He said, you're right. You better thank them. I said, I will. Thank you. Can I get you to take your Bible just for a minute and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15? One verse while we'll go back to Genesis and we'll close up shop here. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I guess what I'm trying to say is that you have made an investment that maybe many of you don't know of. And I want to tell you, before God, it's paying off. 1 Corinthians 15, look at verse 58. Many of you have memorized, committed the verse of Scripture to memory. The Bible says here in 1 Corinthians 15, 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I can't imagine some of the things that you've had to give up, but it's not in vain. Can I give you just another thought or two and we'll call it good? Look at Genesis chapter 19. Genesis 19. So you know what happens there? They come, they meet with him, and Abraham goes back and forth with the Lord. He had one request. And one request out of that whole thing was not, could you plant me more trees? He had one request, and that was, will you not slay the righteous? That's all he asked. And you get here to chapter 19, if you look in verse 27. Bible says, and Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. I can't prove it. But I'm guessing it was under that tree. You say, why? That's his place. That's where he belongs. That's where he gets fed. That's where he gets relief. That's where he gets comfort. That's where he gets rest. He gave it up. Now he's back under his tree. He's got the right pattern, the right place, the right position. He's got the right priority and all the rest there. And because he's in his place where he belongs, back under his tree, the Lord shows him what's going on in Sodom. Look at verse 29. It came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in the which Lot dwelt. Can I say this tonight? A very simple message, a simple thank you. But the one thing that Abraham asked for, the Lord gave him. And I truly believe it was because he was willing to give up his tree, his comfort, and all the rest to benefit somebody else. So a simple message to say thank you, church, for helping me. Thank you for doing your part and giving up your tree. Only eternity will let you know what you've done to help. Thank you, preacher. That's all I got.